Hello, David and Charles. How are you? This is Bruno here. So if it's okay, I'll just do the answers on voice recording here. So for the first question, I felt it was a pretty good year overall. I learned a lot through the, I learned a lot with as the season went on, obviously with car setup for the team, learning on that end, and also me learning on how to handle and drive a Formula 3 car, which is totally different animal from anything I've driven before. So, that was something to definitely learn from and get used to. So that was a very big thing to look for from the year. And then finishing 11th overall was a pretty good result for me. I mean, obviously I want to be up front, but it's a rookie year and we learned as much as we could. And hopefully we can make next year work and put what we learned this year towards next year and try again, and instead of finishing P11 overall, we can finish up front in the end result. So for question two, I felt we were going to do pretty good in Formula 3 after our season in Formula 4. Obviously coming out of as champions, it's a big confidence booster, so I was very very confident in my abilities, or in what we could do after winning a championship. So I felt obviously Formula 3 is the right next step after Formula 4, but it was a pretty big jump, obviously, with the aero upgrades and everything that Formula 3 got this year, because we were following the European regulations. So we got the big front nose, big front rear wing, the diffuser had a upgrade pretty much. So it was a big difference compared to what I was running in Formula 4, but I felt after winning the championship we could do fairly relatively well and run up front. And we definitely exceeded the expectations by finishing in P6 and P7 like that. So, question three. There wasn't a moment. It just was my life, pretty much. I always was playing with cars, always making race car noises, and that kind of just it's something that I was always passionate about. I guess if there was a specific time, it'd probably be when I was one and a half or so. Just, always watching Formula One and stuff like that. I was really passionate about racing and I loved everything about it. And it's all I could think about. It still is all I think about, So it definitely is my life and my passion. And when I wanted to become a professional racing driver, it was probably when, I was already in karts. Starting in karts, I would always say, the dream is to get to Formula One. And I never thought I'd actually be where I am today, but, look where we are. Anything is possible. So it's I'm very fortunate in that respect. So I think just when I decided to become when I really wanted to pursue the careers, when I started getting into cars even more, then it starts kind of forming that it could be something that happens. But really there wasn't a specific time that I wanted to start racing. I was given the opportunity by Ivan Nutrera, who's Radizio's founder, and we've been growing since there together. So number four. Yeah, it's very different. Very different car. Obviously, there's a lot more downforce in a Formula 3 car, a lot more power, a lot more torque. And the chassis is obviously different. It's a Miguel chassis for the Formula 4, and we were running Dallara with the Formula 3. So, big difference in everything, really. Engine power, downforce, and the car itself, car handling. So, it was very new, whereas in the Formula 4, you kind of throw it in and try to carry the momentum as much as you can. Formula 3, you want to carry momentum, but you can't just throw the car in there. You have to be very smooth, very, very smooth compared to the Formula 4 car. So there's other things as well, traction and getting on traction and the right line to get the car to rotate is a lot different than the Formula 4. So, there's different things on that, but it was definitely, it took me quite a few laps to get used to the car, but once we got a good setup on the car, it started to play out in front of me how to drive the car as good as possible as I gained confidence in the car. So, number five. Yes, Fuji Speedway was really, really impressive because we were, 160 miles an hour or 250. Almost 260 kilometers an hour for probably 12 seconds just sitting there, so it's a lot of fun on that respect. And then obviously Fuji is mostly just a straightaway, but there's some pretty complex corners, especially when you start climbing up the hill. That's very complicated and complex, and that was very, fun to try to handle. And in the rain, obviously, it was very interesting, but that's where we got our P6 finish. It would have been P5, but we had some traffic issues. So that's a good memory for me, is racing at Fuji. And then obviously Suzuka is just breathtaking. It's a little emotional moment, I guess, but just joking. But when I was in the car in the preseason test, the sun was setting as I went into 130R. It was very, very, it was a really touching moment for me, because obviously Ayrton Senna is my hero, and to know that he had driven where I was at that moment, and it was just a beautiful sight. And going through 130R flat out, we were almost 160 miles, or we were 245 kilometers per hour, so flat out through 130R, and the sun setting, and me knowing that I was in Suzuka, where my hero drove and was the king of, that really, really was a touching moment to me, and a very special moment. And I'm just very honored that I was able to drive on such a fantastic track that is Suzuka. It's really something else. It's really impressive. So, number six. I definitely look up to Lewis. I look up to Lewis the most, just because he's a phenomenal driver. And I went to the Japanese Grand Prix for Formula One this year, and I got to watch him live. And his qualifying lap was absolutely phenomenal in person. And you can just see the driving ability. And that's something, definitely that I look up to, and hopefully one day I can get somewhere near that. It was definitely impressive to see. But I he was so humble to me and nice. And in fact, I ran up to him at the Japanese Grand Prix and asked him to sign a hat of mine. And I told him I met him last year in Austria. And he looked at me for a couple seconds and he said, "Oh yeah, it's good to see you again, man." And he said, "It's crazy that we're meeting each other so far around the world, you know." He gave me my hat back and, give me a nice set. He asked what I was doing this year. I told him Formula 3, and, he went on with that. And then 2 days later, I met him exiting a restaurant, and my girlfriend actually called, Lewis, it's Bruno. And I was keeping quiet because he was surrounded by security, but my girlfriend called him out. And then Lewis looked over, he's like, "Oh, hey, man," and gave him a big thumbs up, a big smile, and walked away. So that was, he's very humble, very nice guy, and that was very, very nice of him. So number seven, so obviously we want to win, obviously the team wants to win, but we just have to see if everything will work out financially for next year. We're fighting hard now, trying to find sponsors for next year, and hopefully we can get the budget together to race. So my goal is obviously to win, and I'm going to do everything I can to make that happen and be up in front where I feel like I belong and where I deserve to be. So that's where I want to win, so I'm going to be doing everything I can. So, and to get to Formula One, obviously that's the dream, and also there's Super Formula now, which is a big racing series in Japan. So I think coming to Japan is definitely the right step as far as trying to grow my name and trying to make a career out of it. So probably Silver Arrows. Just this year I got to race with Mercedes, and it's just a big confidence booster and a big honor just to have the name Mercedes-Benz associated with you. And to drive a Silver Arrows would be, amazing. Obviously, top professional team, top, best team and everything. And, just to stay in the Mercedes family would be pretty cool. This year I just represented them, but I'd love to make it happen, make it more. So, probably Silver Arrows would be the dream team, so. It's already started, but, I recently came to Tokyo. Right now I'm currently in Osaka, Japan, but I came to Tokyo, for meetings, really. I had two big companies that I went for meetings with. Came by myself and got that done, and just making sponsorship proposal. I've been doing a lot of fundraising, trying to raise money to get me around, to come over to Tokyo for the meeting, and to buy gas and things like that to go to companies and sponsors. And that's right now just working hard for the sponsorship, and then obviously physically preparing myself The last week has been a little difficult. I've been away from the gym. Obviously, I'm in Japan now, so I haven't had a chance. But, you know, physical preparation as well is very important to be physically fit for Formula 3, which took me a couple of races to get, you know, my strength up so that I could be ready for Formula 3. So next year, I'm already going to be ready by the first test. So, number 11, I think as a driver, you can never give up. And that's something that hopefully everybody in their life can have, is the ability not to give up, and keep trying as hard as possible. And I think you know, just that, and also, you know, you have to be very brave and confident in yourself, which this year I felt I'm very, you know, people say it's humbleness, but I don't feel like I'm always, you know, at, you know, I don't know. People say, "Oh, you're amazing," but you know, no, I'm not. So, this, you know, having confidence is something very important. I think that this year I actually gained a lot of confidence in my driving, in my abilities as well. After we struggled, you know, with not always having the best setup on the car, though we were still able to, you know, get, you know, relatively good results in my mind, you know, and to be fairly close to the top runners, which is like the factory Honda drivers and Toms, which has been in the sport for 20 years now. So, you know, in that sense, I was able to gain a lot of confidence in myself, and as a race car driver, will have and should have. So that's something else as well. But I think the ability to never give up is the most important. So, number 12 now. Yes, thank you so much, and I really appreciate you for having me and for doing the interview, sending the questions. Sorry, it's a long recording, so I hope it's okay. But yes, I'd like to thank Radisio Grill. Obviously, they've been my sponsor from day one, and Ivan Utrera from Radisio Grill is the one who bought my first go-kart. So if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be here where I am now. My family, but mostly my dad in specific. He's been very helpful in my entire career, making videos and everything like that. But you know, now he's really helping me and working hard with me to get proposals out and sponsors and things like that. So that's a big one. It's definitely my dad. Obviously, we have the smaller sponsors, but there's a Wilson, not smaller, sorry. We have the other sponsors other than Radisio Grill, but there's Wilson Track Design that helped a lot this year. Shark Saver, Scarlet Underwater Photography, and Shark Savers. They have two different names. Arai Helmets is a big one as well. And that's a big honor to be racing in Japan, and to have Arai Helmets is something that really was really impressive. And then obviously you have Mercedes-Benz that is on board this year. That was the who I was representing. So I think those are the main ones to thank, but definitely Radisio Grill, my dad, and Wilson, Scarlett. So yeah, I think that's probably it. The team, obviously, they tried, and they learned a lot this year as well. So that was something to look positive from. So yeah, I think that